Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
103.7 WEEI, Southern New England's sports original.
All right, welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287. You know, I praise Mac Jones for the last two games. Mark Daniels tweeted, over the last 3 weeks, Mac Jones has faced three good defenses. He's completed 74% of his passes, 71 of 96, for 775 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. That's progress, just reading Mark Daniels'
tweet. I agree. So. No, I think if this is Thursday night was the Mac Jones that we all were excited about last year when we said he's efficient, he takes care of the football, And I was very, very encouraged by, especially Thursday night, his performance. It just, there was confidence there. It looked like a different guy. It really did.
I thought it might have been his best game as a Patriot.
Who's been Mac's biggest critic this year?
You.
This guy right here. And
I know.
And I admitted, too, on social media, I said, look, I've been his biggest critic, but you can win with the Mac Jones that we saw Thursday night.
Yes.
So I don't know, maybe something has clicked between him and Patricia. Maybe just he did a little self-scout and self-evaluation and said, I need to be better. Whatever it is, Mac, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're right. We're seeing the Mac Jones of last year and maybe even better, right?
And there was criticism like toward in the fourth quarter, the offense kind of it fizzled out and he faced some pressure and whatever. I don't get on him too much there because you're down a touchdown. You're trying to make things happen. And that was the one point in the game, the fourth quarter, particularly maybe the last two possessions that they had. That was one point in the game where the offensive line didn't hold up.
Yeah.
And that's when things sort of collapsed around him. So, you know, I think there were people getting on him for that. And I'm like, he threw for 382 yards and was really efficient. Like, he's trying to make something happen. I don't blame the guy at that
point. Career high, right?
Yeah. And I've never blamed it all on Mac either. I mean, it takes a whole unit to perform at a high level, right? He needs protection. He needs a pocket to pass from. He needs open receivers, right? There's a lot of variables involved that can make a quarterback's numbers look good or not so good. And I think a perfect example is down in Miami for the last 2 years, they weren't sure Tua Tagovailoa was the guy.
Yeah.
What do? They get him elite weapons. They improve their offensive line because that's a team that had O-line problems for years too. And now look at what's happened. So I think Mac Jones has the talent to be a very, very good quarterback in this league. You got to get him a good offensive line, maybe a better offensive line coach. Sorry, Matt Patricia. Maybe a better offensive coordinator. Maybe not. Maybe Matt Patricia's starting to grow on the role. I don't know. But the fact is he needs the weapons. He needs the protection. He needs the good coaching or the good schemes. And he can be a good quarterback. He has the skills and the talents to be a good quarterback at this level.
I'm
convinced of that.
A good quarterback. Yes, yep. I agree. Like, he's not going to be, you know, I don't know if some fans just expect, like, he's going to be, you know, top five quarterback Patrick Mahomes, like, super uber talent. He doesn't have that. He doesn't, period. We knew that when he was drafted. We knew that. But can he win in this league? Yes, he can. With the right things around him,
right.
With the right support. Hence why the whole year, Scott, I've been making the point about Mac and saying that everything around him has failed. It has failed so far. The coaching wasn't good enough. The offensive line wasn't good enough. The spacing with the receivers wasn't good enough. Like, all of those things were combining to make it a bad sophomore year here for Mac. Have they turned a corner? Maybe. We'll see. I was, to answer your question after the first segment, Scott, I was encouraged Thursday night.
Yep.
I was encouraged by the performance of the Patriots offense because if it's going to perform like that, it's going to give you a chance in games. Like, coming out of that game, Scott, I look at it and I said to Scott yesterday, I said, with the way that the offense played for the Patriots and the struggles that Buffalo has had recently, I look at the Thursday night game now coming up very differently, and I say, they have a shot. They have a shot game.
And I would say that for two reasons, not just because their offense has shown some signs of life. The Buffalo Bills look vulnerable right
Something's
now.
Up.
The last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, even before Josh Allen injured the elbow, he was getting intercepted. They just weren't playing as well.
He's got some Brett Favre in his game.
Yeah, you know, and it kind of looked like the early Josh Allen in his career. And did you see, too, where what's his name got hurt, too?
Von
Miller got hurt on Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be easy. I think Buffalo is going to be favored and should be favored on Thursday night. But is that a winnable game for the Patriots? Yes, it is. Whereas the beginning of the season, I didn't think it was.
I thought they were going to get crushed. A month ago, I said, that game, I look on the calendar, I said, they're going to get crushed and pummeled. I don't think that's the case now.
I think they've got a shot.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. And I know that, you know, your other part of your question, Scott, was, you know, are you more discouraged by the defense? No, because when you face a team with a good offense, you're bound to be giving up. You're going to give up plays. Like, it's the defense isn't going to look as good as it has because you face competition that you face Zach Wilson twice. You face, like, but were they getting timely stops? If not for Pierre Strong running into the punter, you could say that that would have been a timely stop by the defense.
It was a timely stop at the time, yeah.
Absolutely. And if that's going to happen, that tells me that the defense is going to at least give you a chance to get the ball back to your offense so that you can try to drive down the field and try to make things happen.
Boy, what a difference 4 days make against the Jets defense and special teams. Won you the game, and then essentially they cost you the game.
We were applauding the special teams play against the Jets, and we are lamenting it here.
What a difference 4 days makes.
Yep. Yeah. 401-737-1287, the phone number, if you would like to join us. Let's say hello to Joe in Pawtucket. He'll lead it off this morning on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Cordishy. Good morning, Mr. Coit. How are you?
Good, Joe.
Hi, Joseph.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving with your families.
We did, Joe. I hope you did as well.
Well, Joe, we saw you on Wednesday. You were walking by the scorers tables there at Brown. It was good to see you, pal.
Yes, I went over to say hi to you guys, and then they had a DJ, too, so...
Leave TJ. TJ is TJ. You know, just kidding.
All right. I'm going to talk Patriots, but I have college football to do today. Some big games for college football today. Michigan, Ohio State at Michigan.
Yep. It's at Ohio State. It's at the Horseshoe.
Yes, we want to we're rooting for Ohio State for Ryan Day because my brother happens to know him. They coached together at Boston College, and he's a very good kid. So I'm rooting for Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes. And a lot of good games yesterday for college football. North Carolina State and North Carolina.
Yep.
And Florida State and Florida and UCLA and Cal, they were all good games. And now NFL. What do you think? How do you think the Patriots played Thursday on Thanksgiving? I thought they played really good against Minnesota, and I thought Mac Jones played a hell of a game. And that, what do you think about Hunter Henry? Was that a catch or no catch? And I'll hear your thoughts.
All right, Joe. So we kind of gave our thoughts on the Patriots, how we thought they played. I still go back and forth. I mean, I think it was a catch now after seeing the rule.
Yes.
When it happened that night, I thought it was a catch live, and then I saw the replay. I said, oh, that one's going to be overturned, because I still was thinking you have to survive the ground, not knowing that they changed that or remembering that they changed that in 2018. So, I'm disappointed.
You made a good point to me yesterday, Scott. It's so, and I think the actual rule does kind of line these things up. But you said to me, you're like, I don't understand how, when a quarterback breaks the plane, no matter what, it's a touchdown. A running back breaks the plane.
The play's over. It's dead. It doesn't matter if the ball gets bat out of his hand, he fumbles, it's recovered. It doesn't matter. As soon as that tip of the football touches the front edge of the goal line, play's dead. Over. Touchdown.
And you know what? There's a play from earlier this season, one of Travis Kelce's touchdowns, where they did enforce the rule correctly.
Correct.
And basically, that's what they said was, well, he made the football move. He broke the plane. And Kelce He literally just lost the ball. The ball went down, whatever, and he lost the ball. I mean, at least Hunter Henry kind of rolled over, had it in his arms still. And they call that was a touchdown. And it's like, all right, we need to figure this out here. Yep. We need consistency in the league because it's a joke that you didn't know the rule, guys. You didn't know the rule. Come on.
Yep. College football, sorry, Joe. I am not with you when it comes to Ohio State.
Go Blue.
The most, and I'm not a huge Harbaugh fan either, to be quite honest with you, or Michigan for that matter. But one of the most obnoxious things in all of sports is people that say the Ohio State University. That goes up my rear end sideways. I'm sorry. I cannot deal with the Ohio State. That is the most pompous, arrogant, stupid, ridiculous thing. So I will be rooting for Michigan. I think Ohio State's going to beat them.
Just because of that?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate the Ohio State. I hate it.
That's because you went to the Syracuse University.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously, the Ohio State. Go Blue.
That's right.
I'm rooting for Michigan. Ohio State's going to win, I think, but I'm rooting for Michigan.
Oh, you know, Scott was making fun of his own age earlier. I just sometimes that old age does pop up with you, Scott.
You know, why? It's
just
like, that bothers me?
You know what really grinds my gears? When they use the word the.
I don't like it.
So you have issues with Miami also?
The U.
I never liked the University of Miami, that renegade program.
Wonder why.
No, it's because, do you know the one time I did root for them? When they used to play Notre Dame back in the day. Back when Miami was good, Notre Dame was good. They called it Catholics versus convicts. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I rooted for Miami because of my hatred for Notre Dame. Yeah. So that was the only time I actually rooted for the University
of
Miami.
The enemy of an enemy is a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
The Ohio State.
Don't give me this old man crap.
It's so funny. It's just, you're in a soapbox.
The Ohio State.
You're in a soapbox.
There's just
so
certain
funny
stuff that bothers me. That's one of them.
Just picturing Scott, his poor family listening to him with that chocolate chip cookie dough pie sitting there saying, you know what really bothers me? You know what really gets me? They use the word the in Ohio State.
Now pass the gravy.
Yeah, right.
Right. Let's say hello to Matt in Warwick. Good morning, Matt. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Oh, that was great. Absolutely.
It's so true, isn't it, Matt? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But the one thing I do love about college football is these immense stadiums and, like, University of Tennessee, like, wherever they're going to be today, Ohio State or Michigan, with, like, 100,000 people just going nuts. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, I do love those games.
Oh, it's awesome.
No, totally, but
I don't know, yeah. Matt. It's funny. I don't know how these places are structurally sound. It's so funny.
The atmosphere for big-time college football games is awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Like last night, Florida State. I mean, that stuff is just, yeah, I cannot wait to sit down and watch this game today.
So it's funny. I've never been to one of those sort of atmospheric, you know, games. I want to at some point. But I did drive a couple years ago when I was doing the Little League World Series. I did actually go through State College and looking at the stadium itself, because they can feed 100,000 people in there. I look at it, I'm like, how does this structurally hold up? Like, it's amazing the way that it's built. It's crazy.
Been there for a big-time college football game for Penn State, Syracuse. Oof. Back in the day, the Dome, I mean, almost 50,000, but when that was packed, it was awesome.
Crazy.
Make it a point. There's nothing like going to a big-time college football game that's packed and sold out.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, because when I was younger and I was single, didn't have kids, Mike Wall used to be my color analyst for Brown football on the radio, and he's a former Brown football player. And we used to say, you know what, the Ivy League starts its season later than everybody else, like the second, third week in September.
Right.
We always said, let's find an early season college football game to go to before the Brown season starts. And so we had actually targeted, South Carolina plays Georgia early every year.
Okay.
And at the time, Ben Watson was playing for the Patriots, and he was on my radio show, and Ben's like, look, I will get you tickets to South Carolina, Georgia.
Wow.
And we almost went, and I don't remember, it may have been 01. It may have been the September 11th attacks that canceled, whatever it was.
Oh.
But we were going to go to a South Carolina, Georgia game.
Wow.
Because he said the atmosphere at that game is awesome.
Wow. Sorry, Matt.
Anyway, I digress, but I love big-time college football games.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. But as far as Thursday night, you know, this is all I really want out of this Patriots team is just to, be a competitive team. You know, obviously we wanted to win, and after watching two games and onto the third game, I had to turn the volume off, which I haven't done in a long time, of the broadcast crew with the official in the box saying, you know, about Hunter Henry's catch. But anyway, No, I think there were some good things. I mean, Minnesota does have a really bad defense, but they play in the NFL. So, you know, going forward, I think there's some things to draw out of that. And like what you guys are just saying about the special teams, it's like every week is a game in and of itself. Like, it's like golf, you know, you're driving the ball well, but you can't putt. So we just saw a fantastic special teams game against the Jets, and then it kind of like, you know, fell apart. Same with the defense. I mean, Minnesota's got some weapons out there, like really good weapons, you know. So, but Coy, you just said it, I mean, I watched the Buffalo game right before, and as much as I like Josh Allen, he's just a beast. You know, there's just something way off. Obviously, he's a little banged up. Von Miller just went down. So, I mean, I think they can be competitive. And that's really, really all I wanted out of this team. You know, you did see some things still, like, you know, the offense still did better. But as far as the play calling, there's still, you know, as far as when the field gets condensed, you know, in the red zone, there's,
yep,
and the third and fourth down plays.
Yep.
Like you said, you guys want to give the stats on that? Yeah, they got to work on that. But thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate the phone call.
No, the red zone is still a problem. It's still a problem. They were, I believe, what, 0-3 in the red zone in this game? Because it's when it gets tight, when it gets close. Part of it is the play calling. Like they was
they
one
made some
point.
Mistakes too.
Yeah, but there's one point where they're calling like a reverse, Scott, and I'm like, why are we dinking around with a reverse? What are you doing?
I felt like something McDaniels would have pulled out.
Even if McDaniels did, like Joe, I just don't think that was the right time to do it. You're inside the red zone, you're cooking, you're moving the ball. Like, keep it simple. Give it to Ramondre Stevenson. Get him some space.
I feel like that's something you dial up when you need something desperate.
So here's what I would say. There's like a difference between like a reverse and a jet sweep. And like a reverse is when you snap it in the shotgun, right? You're snapping it 5 yards, 7 yards deep, whatever the case is. You have a receiver in motion, and you're handing it off deep in the backfield. You give the defense time to get upfield and make a tackle.
Yeah.
But a jet sweep is when you motion a receiver, the quarterback's up, all of a sudden he takes it and he immediately hands it off.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff I like.
Yeah, me too, you know, because it's
like,
not...
If you do Tyquan Thornton on something like that, a guy with speed that can get to the edge, that's something that, to me, I would do in the red zone.
Tyquan Thornton, Kendrick Bourne. And I think on the reverse, they went with Kendrick Bourne.
They did.
But you're right, it's too much of a setup, especially for an offensive line that you're missing two starters.
Right.
Like, why are we dinking around with that?
The Vikings totally snaked it out.
But the best thing that they did all night was getting guys open quickly. They showed, like, at one point, they showed a montage where they were just clocking Max... you know, time, you know, before he gets the ball out. And there were just several plays where it was just like, bing, bang, boom.
Get it,
like,
throw. Couple get it, of, throw.
Yeah, get it,
throw
and throw it. Like, it was just, it was very, very quick. And that works to Max's advantage. It works to the offense advantage. Like, you're moving the ball. Don't stall it by calling something cute like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that kills me, man. Like, take some shots. Get back to the tight end. Like, do the things that have been working for you. And for some reason, once they get inside the 20, the field's condensed. You know, like Matt said, it doesn't look right. So that's something they still need to improve here.
401-737-1287, the phone number. You're listening to Kordashian Coit on WEEI.
Hey, it's Gresh, and I got to tell you, I just found the best place to get cigars. Regency Cigar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.